KB Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. More clouds than sun today with a slight chance for isolated storms. Highs level off around 62. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 38. Slight chance of rain showers tomorrow, 58. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 54.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Rena Flores with 13 News. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is urging Kansas residents to use caution to avoid scams by unregistered contractors following yesterday evening storms. Kansas experienced hail damage in nearly 20 different counties. There was also tornado activity in three other counties. Consumers should request a copy of their roofing contractor's registration certificate or the company's registration number. The Attorney General requests that Kansans promptly report any unregistered person or company attempting to sell roofing services. Any Kansans who have problems is asked to contact the Attorney General's Civic Division Licensing and Inspections Unit. I'm Rita Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Women in Government Board Chair. Alzheimer's disease often starts subtly with a memory slip, lost word, or forgotten appointment. For patients experiencing memory and thinking issues, there are FDA-cleared blood biomarker tests that can help detect the buildup of proteins in the brain that can lead to the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. That's why early detection and diagnosis are so important. Sharing details about your memory and thinking issues with your doctor can help determine if testing is right for you. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You are made for farming, so is Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and to find success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Soybeans and corn are up, watching planting delays and seeing a little bit of spillover from a higher moving crude. May beans are up 14 and a quarter at 1178. July's 14 and three quarters higher at 1193 and a quarter. May corn's up 5 and a quarter at 460 and a quarter. July's 6 higher at 469 and a half. Live and feeder cattle are supported by the higher midday move in beef. June live's up 382 at 249.05. August is 375 higher, 245.40. August feeders are up 627 at 368.05. And following the lead of cattle and with pork higher at midday, June hogs are up 50 at 102.40. July lean is 20 higher at 105.10. John Perkins, Brownfield.
At Linton Insurance Agency in Beloit, they believe your insurance should fit your life, not the other way around. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, life, or more, their team listens first and then shops several well-known companies to find the best coverage at the best price for you. Stop by 121 North Mill Street or call 738-5128. That's 738-5128. Linton Insurance Agency. Let them help protect what matters to you most.
Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
Turn back the clock and crank it up with Classic Rock Z96.3 at the 80s Memorial Show, Friday, May 1st from 7 to 10 at the Hindquarters Bar and Grill in Cocker City. A night honoring Landon Becker and friends celebrating memories with music, laughter, and loud guitars. Come dressed in your best 80s gear for prizes and fun. Join the live on-air broadcast from 8 to 10. Send shout-outs and song requests to 785-545-4489 prior to the event. Everyone's welcome, so come celebrate, remember, and rock out. Farmers, it's time to take control of your operation with John Deere Precision Upgrades. Available at Carrico Implement. From See & Spray technology to Ultima LED lighting, these upgrades bring cutting-edge technology to your existing equipment. Boost efficiency, reduce input costs, and maximize yields. The team at Carrico Implement is ready to guide you through the options and get you set up for success, because precision pays. Reach out to their team or stop by your nearest Carrico Implement location to discover eligible upgrades for your equipment today.
A slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet, typical for a Monday. Buyers and sellers are busy taking inventory to start the week. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Significant trade volumes likely going to be delayed until the latter half of the week. Deals last week were lower. Dress business in the north was down $2 with a range of $385 to mostly $386. Southern live deals were also $2 lower with a range of $246 to $247, mostly $246. Box beef was higher at midday with solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.42 at $388.42. Select was $1.67 higher at $387.74. In Iowa last week, balling and weaned steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $10 to $20 lower. Six-weight steers were steady and yearlings were steady to $10 lower. Heifer calves, weaned and balling sold $10 to $15 lower. Yearlings were $5 to $10 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good. Medium and large one feeder steers, 610 to 649 pounds, brought $431 to $462.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 650 to 694 pounds, brought $350 to $388. Cash hog prices at the major directs are lower at midday with solid negotiated purchases. There are ample supplies of market-ready hogs, and slaughter continues to run at a solid pace. As a result, processors have leverage. While there have been some bright spots when it comes to global demand for U.S. pork, there are long-term concerns that linger. There's optimism that domestic demand could get a spark with the return of summer grilling season and pork's competitive price in the retail space. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down 28 cents with a weighted average of 90.32. Both the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt are down 28 cents with weighted averages of 90.35. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are up $2 from last week at $62. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $45 to $57. Barrels and gilts are steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values are higher at midday, up 68 cents at $100.29. Ribs were sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas State has dipped back into the transfer portal and added a rim-protecting presence, landing former Xavier Musketeers forward slash center Pape Ndiaye. The 6'11 big man brings length, shot-blocking, and developing range to a Wildcats front court led by head coach Casey Alexander. Coming off a 2025-2026 season, Xavier, where he steadily carved out a role in the Big East rotation. At Xavier, Ndiaye flashed his upside in limited minutes, highlighted by a season-high 10-point effort against Seton Hall on March 3rd, where he also added 6 rebounds and 3 blocks in just 16 minutes of action. He matched that 6-rebound mark days earlier against Georgetown, showing his ability to impact the glass. He finished second on the team and 7th in the Big East in blocks, averaging 1 per game. His defensive instincts stood out all year, including a 4-block performance against Missouri State in multiple games with strong rim protection and limited minutes. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
The Beloit Trojan track and field teams turned in an impressive performance Friday, April 24th at the Phillipsburg Invitational, competing against a strong field that included Hill City, Phillipsburg, Plainville, Norton, Smith Center, TMP, and Russell. The Trojan boys tallied 10 total medals, 4 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze, to secure a runner-up finish with 105 team points, trailing only Smith Center, 134. Leading the way for Beloit were double gold medalist Griffin Johnson, who dominated throwing bents with a winning mark of 59.8 in the shot put and 166.6 in the discus. Henry Tice added another gold in the pole vault, clearing 13 feet, while Gunnar Gray captured first in the triple jump with a leap of 40 feet 8 inches. Silver medal performances came from Brody Linton in the shot put, 55.5, and Still Pruitt in the triple jump, 38.2.5. Bronze medalists included Cross Kimmerer in the shot put, 51.5, Linton in the discus, 163.9, and Jacob Handy placed third in both the 100 meter dash, 11.84, and the 300 meter hurdles, 42.89. On the girls' side, the Lady Trojans delivered a dominant performance, racking up 31 medals, 12 gold, 10 silver, and 9 bronze to win the team title with 214 points ahead of runner-up Phillipsburg, 73. Dakota Gray led the charge with gold medals in both hurdle events and winning the 100-meter hurdles in 15.51 and the 300-meter hurdles in 47.71. Vivian Thompson cleared a meet record 5.4 to win the high jump, while Bentley Pruitt claimed the gold in the shot put with a throw of 41 feet 4.5 inches. Samantha Thompson added a discus title, 123.10, and Scarlett Ludwig won the triple jump at 33.8.5. Autumn Lorenz had a standout day, winning the javelin 126.10 and contributing to the first place 4x100-meter relay team alongside Gray Pruitt and Eddie Channel, which set a new meet record in 50.2. Brecken Boudreau also earned gold in the long jump with a mark of 17 feet 0 inches. The Lady Trojans collected several silver medals as well, including Pruitt in the pole vault, 9.6, Lorenz in the long jump, 6 feet 16 feet 7 inches, and Gray in the high jump, 5 foot. The 4x800-meter relay team of Rowan Richards, Whitley Gronewaller, Mackenzie Goodacre, and Kira Raby finished second in 11:20.33. Addie Channel placed second in both the 100-meter dash 13.14 and 200-meter dash 26.84, while Vivian Thompson added a silver in the 400-meter dash 102.15. Bronze medalists for Beloit included Britton Hilt in the triple jump 31.7.5, Ludwig in both the 100-meter hurdles 16.99 and 300-meter hurdles 48.81, Pruitt in the 100-meter dash 13.25, and Lorenz in the 200-meter dash 27.78. The 4x400-meter relay team of Vivian Thompson, Ludwig, Ellie Olson, and Lorenz placed third in 4:23.55. In the final boys' standings, Smith Center took first with 134 points, followed by Beloit and Phillipsburg 105, Norton 89, Plainville 42, Hayes TMP 39, Hill City 26, and Russell 4. In the girls' standings, Beloit dominated with 214 points, followed by Phillipsburg 73, Norton 67.5, Hill City 54, Smith Center 53, Plainville 44, Russell 28, Hayes TMP 17.5. The Trojans will next compete at the 86th Beloit Relays on Friday, May 1st. Field events are scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. with preliminaries at 11 a.m. followed by the 3,200-meter run and running finals. The St. John's Beloit boys and the Osborne girls won the Kayser Relays on Friday. St. John's scored 134, edging out Thunder Ridge 114. Osborne was third on the boys' side, 79. Ellis fourth, 55. Northern Valley, 51. Tipton Catholic, 33. Logan, 26. Lakeside, 18. Natoma, 17. Stockton, 17. Palco, 5. Christian Family Education, 3. In the girls' side, Osborne won the Kayser Relays on Friday with a score of 154, beating Ellis in second, 134. St. John's was third, 79. Lakeside, fourth, 49. Stockton, fifth, 27. Logan, sixth, 21. Palco, seventh, in 18th, with 18. Tipton Catholic, eighth, with 17. Thunder Ridge, 13. Northern Valley, 11. Natoma, 6. Christian Family Educators, in 11th, with 6th place. For complete results for all track meets, you can go to sunflowerstateradio.com under sports.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on
automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers BMW trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Summer starts on the water with Wakanda Boats. If lake days, fishing trips, and family fun are on your list, now is the time to find the perfect boat. Wakanda Boats has great savings right now with up to $10,000 off in stock and ordered pontoons and tritunes. Love to fish? Take advantage of the Lund rebates up to $4,500 on select models. Wakanda Boats also proudly offers military and local hero discounts, plus financing available for up to 180 months. So load up the family, call your fishing buddies, and make this the summer you hit the water in style. Call today or visit WakandaBoats.com. Wakanda Boats, let's get you on the water. Solomon Valley Transportation of Jewel, Osborne, and Mitchell County is excited to announce their Miles and Miles of Prizes fundraiser for this year. You can visit Solomon Valley Transportation's Facebook page to see the details about this worthy fundraiser, all the great prizes, and how you can purchase tickets. Or you can call their office at 785-534-2395. Be on the lookout for daily prize winners each weekday starting in May. Tickets are limited, so buy yours today. Solomon Valley Transportation. They get you where you need to go, 1 mile at a time.
Blast to work in radio, and at KDNS KZDY, we are now hiring. Flexible part-time positions available in sales and scheduling. You must be comfortable talking with customers over the phone or in person, knowledgeable in basic computer skills, and willing to work independently. We can train the right fit. Pay is negotiable dependent upon duties. Clean criminal record and valid driver's license are required. Call or text me, Lydia, at 545-4489 to set up an interview or for more information.
KD Country 94. We're your home for country.